Allegiances, written by Such Heights, read by Lattice Frame for the Lanshi as part of ITPE 2016. The Kyoshi warriors usually maintained a healthy mistrust of outsiders in the best of circumstances, let alone when taken prisoner in the middle of a war. So after Fire Lord Ozai was defeated by the Avatar and Tsuki was reunited with her sisters in arms, she was taken aback to discover that they'd spent their time in jail making friends with their enemies. "I know," Zhai said, standing beside Tsuki as they watched Tai Li taking some of the warriors through her chi-blocking moves. "We were pretty suspicious, too, to start with. But it turns out she's sweet when she's not beating you up, and after a while, being mean to her felt like kicking a turtle duckling." She shrugged, looking sideways at Tsuki. "So we kind of adopted her. Sorry, boss." "And she really wants to join us? Come live on Kyoshi Island? The whole thing?" "She really does. Don't think she has a whole lot to go home to. Not really." Tsuki folded her arms. Damn it, she could see Zhai's point. Tai Li had the kind of face that made you want to make her tea and wrap her up in a blanket and make sure she was okay. Tsuki was a leader of elite fighters, not a babysitter. But then, Tai Li wasn't really a little kid. If she did want to lend her skills to Kyoshi, she'd be invaluable. "Can we trust her, do you think?" Tsuki asked Zhai. Zhai shrugged again. "I think she's the sort of person who's loyal to people, not to causes or empires. When she first got thrown in with us, she was really cut up about whatever it was that happened between her and Azula. Now she's adrift and looking for a new leader. That could be you if you wanted." Tsuki said nothing, watching Tai Li for another few minutes. Zhai had said her piece, and Tsuki knew her second-in-command well enough to know that was her version of a glowing recommendation. "Probation period. 1 month. Any sign of trouble and she's out." Zhai smiled. "Thanks, Tsuki." "Shut your eyes. Stay as still as you can." Tai Li did as she was told, sitting cross-legged in the middle of the training room. Holding her hands in her lap, Tsuki knelt in front of her, reaching for her paints. First she dipped a sponge in the paint and brushed it over Tai Li's face, smooth and even. She knew Tai Li was perfectly capable of applying the makeup herself, but this was more tradition than tutorial. Tsuki pushed back Tai Li's hair as she daubed her forehead in white. Tai Li didn't move a muscle, just kept her face composed and breathed in and out slowly. "Now for your eyes," Tsuki told her, swirling a brush in red paint and drawing it across her eyes in vivid curves. Bold color next to stark white. Next, she picked up her pencil, finishing off the design with a strong black brow. She sat back and examined Tai Li, who still sat demurely in front of her. Yes, she was pleased with her work. "Avatar Kyoshi's garb used to strike fear into the hearts of all her opponents," Tsuki said. "In her honor, we hope to do the same. You can open your eyes now," she added. Tai Li's eyes flew open and she leaped to her feet. "Oh wow, can I see?" She ran outside towards the lake so she could stare down at her reflection. Tsuki trailed after her, laughing at Tai Li's excitement. "It's wonderful," Tai Li said, waving her hands. "Thank you, thank you." She flung her arms around Tsuki in an exuberant hug. Bemused but pleased, Tsuki hugged her back. After a while, it stopped seeming strange to have a Fire Nation girl in their force. Tai Li told them stories about the circus, complete with impressions of all the animals, and her wholehearted enthusiasm for learning everything there was to know about Earth Kingdom culture won her points with some of the more cautious islanders. The village trusted Tsuki's judgment for the most part, but she couldn't blame them for being less than thrilled at having a former ally of Princess Azula joining them while they were still trying to rebuild after the war. Tai Li ended up proving her worth by joining in with the rebuilding without having to be asked. Tsuki was surprised to see her so at ease with hauling building materials around, but Tai Li shrugged it off, saying she did that kind of thing all the time at the circus. Whether that was true or not, a hard day's work was the best way to win over the residents of the island, and when Tai Li came into the hall that night for dinner, she was greeted with more smiles and no suspicious looks at all. Tsuki found it hard to tell whether Tai Li picked up on those things, or whether they really flew over her head the way they seemed to. but she did seem particularly cheerful that night, helping herself to rice and fish in the first of the autumn harvest. Suki felt an unexpected swell of pride. Suki was making her way towards the training hall a few mornings later, when Tylee bounded up beside her. "Good morning," Suki said, smiling. She was an early riser herself, but rarely managed to have Tylee's enthusiasm at any time of day, let alone at this hour of morning. "Hi, so I was wondering, are you doing anything tomorrow?" Tomorrow was their next day of rest. Suki had quite specifically planned to not do very much, but if Tylee needed her help, she could hardly say that. "Nothing special. Why? You want to run some more drills?" Tylee giggled. "No, oh no, nothing like that. It's just, if you're not busy, I wanted to ask if you could show me some more of the island. I haven't gotten to explore much, and everyone says it's beautiful further down the coast." Suki turned to look at Tylee properly. Tylee had clasped her hands in front of her and was gazing at Suki with an expression that was half hopeful and half something else. "Sure," Suki said. "Sounds fun." "Great," Tylee beamed. "I'll get us a picnic basket." She ran off again, jumping neatly into a series of cartwheels that took her further into the village. Suki watched her go, slightly taken aback. She wasn't exactly sure what she'd just agreed to, but was looking forward to finding out. Tylee waited by her house the next day, a basket in hand and fresh flowers in her hair. Suki went to meet her, leaving her armor and her weapons behind. She showed Tylee the shoreline, and the birds that dove in and out of the sea to find fish for their chicks, swift and graceful. They sat under a tree, just where grass met sand, and ate fresh fruit, apparently the only thing Tylee had considered worthy of bringing with her. It was perfect anyway. "I wanted to say thanks for taking me on and giving me a second chance. I know you didn't have to." Tylee ducked her head, avoiding Suki's eyes as she spoke. I'm really glad you did. I love it here." "I'm glad too," Suki said. "We're lucky to have you." As the sun began to hang low in the sky again, they reluctantly turned back. All of Tylee's usual chatter had come to rest, and in the contented quiet between them, it was suddenly easy to reach out and take Tylee's small, strong hand in hers. Tylee smiled at her, and Suki smiled back. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the story, you can leave feedback for the author at archiveofourown.org/works/676227. And if you enjoyed my reading, you can leave feedback for me at archiveofourown.org/users/lattice_frames.